PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perron.
Let's take a boat to Bermuda. Let's take a plane to St. Paul. Let's take a kayak to Quincy or Nyack. Let's get away from it all. Let's take a trip in a trailer. No need to come back at all. Let's take a powder to Boston for chowder. Let's get away from it all. We'll travel round from town to town. We'll visit every state. And I repeat, I love you sweet in all the 48. Let's go again to Niagara. This time we'll look at the fall. Let's leave our hut, dear. Get out of our rut, dear. Let's get away from it all. Let's motor down to Miami. Let's climb the Grand Canyon wall. Let's catch a tuna way out in Laguna. Let's get away from it all. Let's travel south of the border. Buy me a real Spanish shawl. Let's eat tamales in downtown Nogales. Let's get away from it all. We'll charter boats and airplanes too, to far off spots unknown. Then hurry there to find somewhere where we can be alone. Let's spend a weekend in Dixie and pick up that sweet southern drawl. Then off to Reno, but just to play keno. Let's get away from it all. Let's paddle over to Pompeii, have our own decline and fall, doing our doings, smacking the ruins. Let's get away from it all. Let's breeze to Buckingham Palace. We'll tell them we dropped by to call and be socially busy with Philip and Lizzie. Let's get away from it all. Waiting to greet us. Lots of good friends set to call. Then after our roaming, good old home sweet home. Let's get away. Please take me away. Yeah, let's get away from it all.
Welcome to your Sunday program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. Today, we're in the port city of Geelong, which is some 43 kilometers north of downtown Taipei. Now, as you probably gather, there's actually a lot of noise at the moment, and this is because it is, in fact, Ghost Month. Now, if you're thinking there's a lot of little Casper the Ghost running around, no, it's not quite like that. You're actually very much mistaken. Instead, it's actually a way of welcoming the ghost. So it's one of the only festivals here in Taiwan that does not use firecrackers because they want to welcome the ghost. That's a little loud, isn't it? I think we'll wait a second before it goes by. It's an interesting float made up of yellow flowers, chrysanthemums, daisies. Ghost month and daisies. How appropriate. And the musicians actually that you're hearing are playing traditional temple music, which is being played on two drums and a gong. Actually, it is pretty much random. This is actually followed by a lot of smaller floats pulled by individuals that have various different neon lights with their own power sources that actually are from representative of a certain temple. Now, each temple will have their own mini floats, and then behind the mini floats, you get the larger one actually representing the temple that it's from. And I can't really see, because there's a number of people in front of me, which temple this does represent. Now, as I said, this is actually taking place in Geelong, but there are a lot of people from various parts of Taiwan that actually come here, including temples. And here we have one of the larger floats, which includes, of course, more cymbals and drums. And then behind it, the very famous Dancing Dragons. And I'm sure that if anybody out there who's listening right now has been to Chinatowns in New York City or San Francisco, Berlin, or any other major capital around the world, they have seen these dragons come out during certain festivals. Now, I should tell you right now, if you are hearing a little bit of distortion on the recording that you're listening to, that's because actually it is a lot louder than I expected it to be. It is the first time that I actually have come to this particular Temple Ghost Festival. Now, this parade began at approximately 7 p.m. this evening, but 2 hours prior at 5 p.m., there was traffic control that was introduced to the whole downtown core of Geelong. So the whole downtown part of the city until 11 p.m. local time is completely closed off to traffic. So that means the best way actually to come here is by train, or you can take one of the bus services actually, which will go to the bus station, which is actually only about a 10 to 15 minute walk from actually where we're standing right now. On the various different floats, there are different gods that are represented in the Chinese zodiac calendar. The one that is in front of me right now is, I believe, a monkey. Yes, it is a monkey, a multicolored gold and yellow monkey holding a red wand, which actually looks like something out of Star Trek. It really does look like something out of Star Trek, with various flowers on it as well. And the age range of actually most of the people here is everything. Well, I've seen a couple of babies that must have been maybe 6 months old, and everything to even 90 years old, and much, much more. We're actually going to have a little bit of a listen to this right now, and then when we come back, more. And by the way, if you are listening to this right now, and you are a member of the PCJ Radio International Facebook page and also my own personal Facebook page, you may actually have seen my video of us actually recording it. So at the moment, we will, like I said, take a little bit of a break because it is time for me to go and get some water because I've been talking way too long and been driving for the past bit, and it is going to get much louder as you can see. You're listening to the Happy Station Show coming to you from Geelong, Taiwan, here on PCJ Radio International. For those who saw it this past week, we did feed live video from the whole thing. Our cameraman actually is Theo Lee, who actually has in the past done this kind of thing before. Now, for those who are listening to this on radio, if you do go to my Facebook page, you will be able to see the video of the whole thing. Now, there's another float coming behind us. Now, all these here that you're starting to see are, there's like three boats. And there's actually some more musicians, but these are made of, some are made of paper, some are made of wood, and these are the things that will be thrown, I'm not going to say thrown into the water, because they're actually not going to be, well, there's another one right there. I know actually I'm describing it for television right now, but I think you actually get the idea from the sound that you're listening to, which is quite loud. This actually is live music that you're listening to, a bunch of maybe people in their 50s and 60s playing various different musicians and musical instruments. And there's actually some of the people representing the temple that they're from. And let me just ask the guy who's running our video, Theo, the name on their hat, is that the temple that they're from? Okay, it is. And what is the name of the temple?
What temple?
Well, you said it's a temple name on their head.
The paper temple is, in the end, they were burning in the ocean. They were burning in the ocean. And each temple represents one family name.
Okay, one family. I don't think he really understood me on that one. But actually, like I said, there's even babies here as well. And now a lot of people that are actually dancing at the moment, which is a very unusual type of dancing. That's the only thing that I can say. And there actually is an interesting one coming up. Now, Geelong, like I said, is a port city, so it is actually near the water. So the temperature here is quite funny, actually, to see the glitter hats. It is Taiwan's Las Vegas dancers. That's the only way I can actually describe them. But because this is actually a port city, the temperature here is a lot less than in the capital city, Taipei, itself. But nevertheless, it's still a little bit sticky. And what actually some of the floats are doing, and here's actually one of the floats, for those who are seeing this on Facebook right now, that will be floated into the water and actually will be on fire when it does, which is actually quite beautiful. It has all kinds of neon lights. And somebody's holding a flag. What does the flag say?
Family.
Oh, it's the family name.
Family, Chen, Hu, Yao. That's the family name. The three different family names, they've joined together to make this house for the year.
Ah, okay. There we go. But as I was saying, some of these are rather big, because coming up ahead, as I said, the temperature is a lot cooler than in Taipei itself, but there's one that I can see that looks like it's throwing water all over the place. And now actually, I don't even know what they're doing. It's like they're putting hats inside bags or something, and they probably are. And there are actually two little girls that are sitting down and a number of other people as well. If you have just tuned in, this is PCJ Radio International. And this week's edition of your Sunday program, The Happy Station, is coming to you from the city of Geelong, north of Taipei. Now, we've done other programs in Taiwan before. The furthest south, actually, was Kenting. Oh, that was a number of years ago. And now we're actually at the most northern part of the city. Now, there's actually a really big kind of float that is coming towards this direction. And the only way I could describe it, there's a butterfly on the front of it, which is changing color around it, going from blue and red, blue and red, blue and red. And actually is quite a huge float in itself, with a lot of people on it. I have to be honest, some of them don't look too excited, and I think they're actually going to start drumming, and there they go. And we'll listen to a little bit of it. It's almost, the only way I can describe these drums, if anybody's seen the Kyoto drivers from Japan, actually that's what a little bit what it's like. Here's another one of those houses that will be thrown into the river later. Actually, I don't know if it's the river or the North China Sea. Actually, I'll figure out that one when we go. Now, we've actually heard some traditional music. Now, actually, this is a song that many of you will probably have heard before, because we have played it on the program before. Not very temple-y. Not very temple-y, but nevertheless, still enjoyable. And on it, there we go, water. Oh, that's a lot of fun. We have a lot of water that is being sprayed. And behind it, a bunch of women with tambourines. Tambourines, which is the song, sha-la-la-la-la. I believe that's what it's called. And anybody who has heard this program before will know that we have played other versions of that song before. Anyway, we're going to have a small break, and when we come back, more from Geelong, one of the most northern cities in Taipei, Taiwan, back on me. And for those who are watching on Facebook, during the course of the evening, we will actually try to bring you more of it as well. So I'll see you soon. Of an explanation, as I said, that some of the places have the temple names, and then as we heard from POD a moment ago, there are family names that are on it. Now, let me explain a little bit actually how that works, because there are some very common family names here in Taiwan. I mean, I'll just give you a few, let's say like Ling or Lin or Wu. These are very common names, so families that have a very common name can actually have their own. But then if you have a family, let's say, that is not as well common a name, then you have, say, the families that will join together and do a joint one. I also suppose that actually would bring down the cost of it as well. There is a, I believe, a marching band coming up, and hopefully they'll be able to play by the time they reach here. Now, the float actually that is in front of me right now, let me explain a little bit about this one. It is big. It's probably around, I would say, 20 to 30 feet long, probably maybe 25 feet long. It has many neon lights flashing. There are two swirls that actually look very psychedelic and fun. Buddha is on top, and then a number of the gods, including the monkey god, and some other gods as well that we're not going to get into because that would be a little bit too complicated. And yes, actually, there is a marching band coming up, and I believe this actually could be from some high school. I'm not exactly sure because I can't see the words of the banner that they're holding because they're not holding it above. They're actually holding it downward. And there are five people carrying flags, one for Jinglong, one for a temple, and then in the middle, the flag for the Republic of China, which is the red with the blue in the corner with the sun. Behind them are a bunch of girls, actually, in very short skirts, carrying what looks what to be rifles of some type. So this is actually some type of military marching band. And we'll actually take a little listen to what they are saying at the moment. Well, actually, what you can hear is just the basic counting of it. Behind it is the marching band itself. No different from other marching bands. We'll take a listen to them as they march by right now. That are not in uniform, and that's the percussionist. Theo, did you notice that? Only three are not in uniform. The girls at the back playing the drums. The only way I could describe what they are wearing, if you have seen the film, The Music Man, that starred Shirley Jones, which came out many, many years ago, it actually sort of looked like that. And actually, this is the, well, actually, one of the ends of the parade. But actually, the festivities will be continuing for the next few hours. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Happy Station Show coming to you from PCJ Radio International. Today we're in the northern Taiwan city of Jilong, and also begins with a K. That's spelled K-E-E-L-U-N-G, which is pronounced Jilong, and not what a lot of people might say is Keelong. So, we'll have another little music break, and when we come back, more right here. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. right now, before the last, well, maybe about 10 minutes ago, we actually saw the parade end, but actually it didn't really, well, it actually has ended. But now it's actually going through very, well, I mean, much more narrower streets than we saw earlier, because earlier was like, well, a bit of an avenue. But this is a very narrow street, maybe, I would say, maybe only 10 meters wide. And some of these floats, like the one passing in front of me right now, which we talked about earlier, with the various flashing green, blue lights, in itself maybe about 7 meters long. And this actually is one of the main, well, actually main areas of Geelong. And there they go, they're vanishing down the street. And then the street itself opens up to... the street itself then opens up to the night market stand, actually, which was actually open earlier, but they actually had to make way for it. Now, what is actually famous about this one is this night market itself. Well, let me read you actually some of the things that it actually has. There's numbers on the stands in circles, like 41, 42, 60, 62, 68 on one side. And then names like One Bit Tempura, Pow Pow Ice. But actually, I think we talked about that before when we went to Geelong. There's Fried Chicken, yes. Homemade Meter's Intestinal, which actually sounds very lovely. I'm reading the names in English because they actually sound quite interesting. There's orange juice, papaya milk on one side, mixed frappe on the other. Then there's a, actually, which is actually quite nice, it's a taro, if you like taro milk. I'm not a big fan of it. There's braised pork, fried beef. Well, I mean, anything you can really find. And a lot of things that are fish-based. Because here in Geelong, one of the other popular destinations here is a well-known fish market that opens up very late in the evening, or actually, I rather should say early in the morning, somewhere around 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. And then the various boats come in from the sea and various fish sellers. And we're actually going to be trying some of the food that is here. So a little music break, and then we shall return. Last time that we were in Geelong, Theo, we were talking about the various food. We're at this night market now in Taipei, And actually, this is something I know that you've had here before. Can you describe it? What is this?
It's crab soup.
Crab soup, and then the rice is also...
Oil rice with mushrooms. It's a very traditional Taiwan-style dish.
Right. Okay, now actually, this is something that I have had before. I'm going to do a little bit of acting now and pretend that I've never had it before. So I'll say, ooh, does that look lovely? And let me try a little bit. Actually, it's quite nice. It looks quite nice.
Mm.
It is very tasty. So we'll take another break and then we'll be back.
Candyman!
What kind of candy you want? Sweet chocolate, malt, candy, gumdrops, anything you want. You've come to the right man because I'm the candy man.
Who can take a sunrise? Sprinkle it with you. Cover it with chocolate and a miracle or two. The candy man. Ooh, the candy man can. Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
Who can take a rainbow?
Who can take a rainbow?
Wrap it in a sigh.
Wrap it in a sigh.
Soak it in the sun and make a groovy lemon pie. The Candyman.
The Candyman.
The Candyman can. Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good. The Candyman makes everything he bakes satisfying and delicious.
Now you talk about your childhood wishes. You can even eat the dishes. Oh, who can take tomorrow?
Who can take tomorrow?
Sorrow and collect up all the cream. The Candyman.
The Candyman.
Oh, the Candyman can.
The Candyman can.
The Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good. The Candyman makes everything he makes satisfying and delicious.
Talk about your childhood wishes. You can even eat the dishes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who can take tomorrow? Dip it in a dream. Separate the sorrow and collect up all the cream. The Candyman.
The Candyman.
The Candyman can.
The Candyman can.
The Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world.
Yes, the Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
A Candyman, a Candyman, a Candyman.
Makes the world taste good.
A Candyman, a Candyman, a Candyman.
And you're listening to The Happy Station Show on PCJ Radio International. This week's program is coming from the most, well, actually, not exactly the most northern tip of Taiwan. The last time we were in the most southern tip. But today, actually, we're here for a different occasion, because if you've been listening to the program since the beginning, you will know that it is Ghost Month. Now, there are some listeners right now who are also seeing video through our Facebook page, so I'm also doing the commentary for that at the same time. Now, earlier on at the parade that we saw in Geelong, they had those kind of like model temples, and they're now putting them alight and putting them into the sea. There's actually a big crowd of people, a lot of photographers taking photographs, and actually you can tell the way modern technology has changed, because so far I've counted a total of 5 different drones taking, well, actually, the video, or probably even photographs, of this festivity. In the water below, there are people in the water, of course, that are pushing them in and trying to keep them pushed in because the waves and the currents bring them back. Now, actually, looking at this, I'm kind of wondering, well, what happens if the damn thing falls over and gets all wet? I mean, how do you light it then? With petrol or something? It is rather interesting, I have to say. I mean, there's other parts of Asia where they're probably doing the same thing at various Chinatowns, even in the Netherlands. In Amsterdam, the Chinese community in Amsterdam actually do the same thing with the North Sea. It, of course, is not on a grand scale as this, and there are many regulations to follow. And as you probably know, in the Netherlands, there's a lot of regulations to follow as well. Now, the way they're lighting them, it looks like these poles with these probably propane or compressed gas canisters, and then lighting them, and then they are being pushed out into the sea by a group of individuals. I will increase the volume so you might be able to hear a little better the sound of what is actually taking place. All right, we'll take a small music break, and then when we come back, more from the northern part of Taiwan.
How pleasant, bobbing along on the bottom of the beautiful briny sea. What a chance to get a better peep at the plants and creatures of the deep. We glide far below the rolling tide, serene through the bubbly blue and green. It's lovely bobbing along on the bottom of the beautiful briny sea. What if the octopus, the flounder, and the cod think we're rather odd? It's fun to promenade, bobbing along, singing a song, on the bottom of the beautiful briny sea. Creatures of the deep, it's grand when you're dancing on the sand. Each glance bubbles over with romance. It's
it's lovely bobbing along through the water where we get along swimmingly. Far from the frenzy of the frantic world above, too beneath the blue,
could even fall in love.
Bobbing along, singing a song, on the bottom of the beautiful briny sea. Bobbing along, singing a song, on the bottom of the beautiful briny, shimmery, shiny, beautiful briny sea.
Well, as we heard a moment ago, a little bit of a surprise because initially I was told that there wasn't going to be any fireworks. Fireworks are traditionally used to scare away evil spirits and ghosts. Now, this, of course, is Ghost Month. You have to excuse the sound. And the idea, of course, is to give them a good send-off. Now, we are at a bay, and I can't remember the name of it, but I can tell you what two bodies of water are on either side. To the west of us is the Taiwan Straits. To the east is the Pacific Ocean. And this area also had traffic control, so we actually had to park 2 kilometers away because they weren't letting anybody in after a certain time. Now, there are some cars and motorbikes and scooters that did make their way here, but they actually came before the traffic control went into effect. The thing is, if you were going to see the parade and then come here, it would be very difficult to do because the way the traffic control is organized. So now we have to walk back to where we are parked. But the lucky thing, the good thing, is that because this is not in Taipei, I mean, I can tell you right now, the temperature difference is approximately 10 degrees centigrade different than from where our studios are located. And as we walk by, past the line of cars, you can see some soot on some of them from the burning that was taking place. Now, as I said earlier, some of the commentary may have sounded a little strange, and that's only because the commentary was also being recorded for some live video that we were feeding through Facebook. But hopefully, you actually got a pretty decent idea in sound of how the whole thing was. Now, if you do want to see, of course, the video, you can just add me as one of your friends on Facebook. Now, before we end off today's program, I just want to tell you that if you are listening to this on any of our frequencies, medium wave, FM, satellite, or shortwave, or even through the internet, but mainly through our broadcast transmissions, we are going to be issuing a special EQSL for this edition of Public Station. All you need to do is send us some of the program details that you heard today to the following email address, pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. Now, some people might just put, "I heard your program," and that's it, but do please put a few more details other than that. Again, the email address is pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. If you want to listen to this program again, of course you can download it through our website at any time and even subscribe to the Happy Station Show and other programs through our Facebook page. Through iTunes, that is, by going to either Facebook or our website, pcjmedia.com. Now, in case you're hearing this program before the 21st of August, let me remind you once again of the special transmission coming up on the 21st and 22nd of August to Europe from 6 to 8 hours UTC on 7780 kilohertz on the 21st of August, which is morning time in Europe, a little bit of wind noise, and then to North America on the 22nd from 1 to 3 hours UTC, which is the evening hours, on 7570 kilohertz. The program is presented by Paulette Macquarie and is called From the Radio Nederland Archives. On this program, in case you're hearing this before the 21st of August, you will be able to hear a number of documentaries, one produced by Eric Beauchemin, and then a program by Ginger De Silva about Pete Myers when he returned to Beirut. So, as they say, be there or be square. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perron in, I wouldn't normally say Taipei, Taiwan, but this time I will have to say Geelong, Taiwan, kind of rhymes. So until next time, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.